So let's review. The Mishnah previous daf taught, Misha hocha ishta l'medina sayam. A man's wife traveled abroad. Bo v'amr loy mesa ishtacha. V'nasa sachaysa. Adam testified that his wife died, upon which he married achais ishta, his wife's sister, who is permitted after his wife's death. V'achach bas ishta. And his wife subsequently returned. Mutaris lachzaloy. His wife is permitted to return to him because his marriage to her sister was not effective because of the Isra Achais Ishtai. The Gemara explains that we don't say V'ti Aser B'Shchivad Achaisa Midi Dehava Aisha Shalach Baila. We don't say that his wife becomes prohibited because he transgressed B'Shchivad the Isra Achais Ishtai as she becomes prohibited when she transgressed B'Shchivad the Isra Aishas Ish because Ishtai D'Bemezid Asira Midai Raisa B'Shchivad Gazeb Rabbanan. The Chacham made a knas only by Eishes Ish, where had she transgressed B'mezid, she would become Asa Medaraisa. They did not make a knas by Achais Ishta, because even B'mezid, his wife, would not become Asa Medaraisa. The Gemara brings the source for Achais Ishta B'mezid Lo Yasira, from a Braisa, which cites a pasuk in the parasha of Saita. The Shachiv Ish Oisa, the word Oisa excludes that his wife only becomes prohibited through her own transgression, but she does not become prohibited by her husband's and sister's transgression. However, the Gemara says this is actually a machlokes. Amar Yehuda, both agree that if he cohabited with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes aser because the pasuk states, one who marries a woman and her mother is liable for sreifa, oisayva eshen, he and them. V'chi kol habayis kuli b'sreifa, is his wife also punished with sreifa? Of course not. Her marriage is legitimate. Therefore we must say, imeinu inyan l'sreifa tineu inyan l'isura. She does become asur l'bala. Aman nechleku, beba alochais ishtoi. However, they disagree if he cohabited with his wife's sister. Bishame say that his wife becomes prohibited. Bishame say that his wife does not become prohibited. Ibyesi says, both Bishame and Bisil agree regarding Chais Ishtai Shaloi Paisel, that his wife does not become prohibited. However, they disagree regarding Chamoisai, Shibishame Aimim Paisel, Ubisil Aimim Loi Paisel. The Gemara returns to the Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi said, "Kol she paisal ade acherim, paisal ade asmai. V'chol she ein paisal ade acherim, ein paisal ade asmai." What is Rabbi Yossi referring to? The azal ishta v'gis l'medina sayam. He must be referring to where both his wife and her sister's husband traveled abroad, and he then married achais ishta, his wife's sister, who is eishes gisa. Where the Tanakhama says eishes gisa asira, the ishta sharia, since they were nisus al pi bezdin. He married Eishes Gisei through Bezdin. This affects her original marriage in that she is prohibited to Gisei, her husband, but this does not affect his original marriage. His wife is permitted to him. V'ka'amalei Rabbi Yossi, ki heich de Eishes Gisei Asira, ishtei nami Asira. Since her original marriage is affected in that she is prohibited to her husband, his original marriage is also affected in that his wife is prohibited to him. The Gemara asks, this explains the first part of Rabbi Yossi's statement. However, it does not explain the second part of Rabbi Yossi's statement. The Gemara gives two explanations. Rabbi Ami says Aresha. Rabbi Yossi refers to the Resha, which makes the following distinction. Nisus al pi bezdin teitzei upatur min akarbon. Nisus al pi edem teitzei b'chayevus b'karbon. Tanakhama says that in the case of Azal Ishtai v'gislam din sayam, there is no distinction regarding Ishtai. Loishna pi edim de eishes gisei sharia, loishna pi bezdin de eishes gisei asira, whether they were nisus al pi edim in which eishes gisei sharia, or they were nisus al pi bezdin in which eishes gisei asira, in all instances, ishtai sharia, his wife is permitted to him. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that there is a distinction. Al pi bezdin de paisal de acherim, paisal de atzmoi. In the instance of Api Bezdin, since it is Paisal de Acherim, Asira de Eishes Gisai. Therefore, Paisal de Atzmoi de Ishtai Asira. Api Edim de Ena Paisal de Acherim, Ena Paisal de Atzmoi. In the case of Api Eidim, since it is Eina Paisal De Acher, De Eishes Gisei Sharya, therefore Eina Paisal De Atzmai De Ishtei Sharya. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says, Lo'il Masef, Machlekes refers only to Nisus Api Best. However, they're discussing two instances. Had Azli Ishtei V'Kisei, one in which his married wife and Gisei traveled abroad. Ha the Azli Arusasa V'Gisei, the other in which his Arusa and Gisei traveled abroad. Tanakama says there's no distinction between Ishtei V'Gisei, Arusasa V'Gisei. In both instances, Eishes Gisei Asira V'Ishtei Sharya. Eishes Gisei is prohibited to Gisei because of the Knas of Nisus Alpi Pastin. However, Ishtei is permitted because there is no Knas as explained earlier. Rabbi Yossi says that there is a distinction between Ishtei V'Gisei, Arusasa V'Gisei. Because Rabbi Yossi says that Nisus Alpi Pastin is Asur L'Bala because of a Gzera, but not because of a Knas. Since one might assume Girish Zeh V'Nasa Zeh, that she was divorced by her first husband and remarried legitimately to her second husband, and if she would be permitted to her first husband, they will assume that Magzig Rishasim in Hanisuin, one is permitted to remarry his divorcee. Therefore, the Chacham initiated Gzera that Nisus Alpi Pastin is Asur L'Bala. However, this Gzera does not apply to Ishtei V'Gisei, when he was married to his first wife, because they won't assume Girish Zeh V'Nasa Zeh, that his second marriage was legitimate, because Achis Ishtei is prohibited even after Gerishin. And they won't assume a Tanai, that he incorporated a stipulation into his initial marriage, which was not fulfilled. And since his first marriage to Ishtei was not effective, therefore his second marriage to her sister, Eishes Gisei, was legitimate. Because Ein Tanai B'Nisuin, one does not incorporate stipulation in Nisuin. Since there are no misconceptions, the second marriage was clearly betos, in error, and they won't assume Girish Zeh V'Nasa Zeh. And since there is no Gezerah, therefore Ein Apesel Ali De Acherim, Eishes Gisei is permitted to her husband, Gisei. And since it is Ein Apesel De Acherim, the Eishes Gisei Sharya, therefore in the place of the Atzmai, the Ishtei Sharya. However, the Gzer does apply to Arusasa V'Gisei, where he was only betrothed to his first wife, because one might assume that Tenoa Havali B'Kedushin, that he incorporated a stipulation into the Kedushin of his first wife, which was not fulfilled. Since his first marriage to Ishtei was not effective, therefore his second marriage to her sister, Eishes Gisei, was legitimate. And if Eishes Gisei would be permitted to Gisei, they will assume that Machzik Rishasim in Hanisuin. Therefore, there is a Gezerah that Eishes Gisei is Asur L'Gisei. And since it is Paisal De Acherim, Asira De Eishes Gisei, therefore Paisal De Atzmai De Ishtei Asira. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites a machlik is Rabbi Shmuel. Rava Maharehi Ke'eshes Ish, Vishmuel Amar Eine Ke'eshes Ish. The Gemara offers three explanations. The first one is related to the above discussion. Amar Rav Huna, Kogen Shekidish Achiv Es Ha'isha V'Halach Leilu Medina Sayam. One brother gave Kedushin to a woman and traveled abroad. V'Shamash Meis Achiv V'Amad V'Nasa Es Ishtai. Another brother heard that he died and he performed Yibam, and the first brother subsequently returned. D'Rav Amar Harehi Ke'eshes Ish V'Asru Liyav. That the Gezerah of Eishes Ish Nisus Alpi Pastin is applicable, and she is Asur L'Yavim, she becomes prohibited to her husband, the first brother, who is now the Yavim of the second brother. Shmuel Aber Inik Eishes Ish V'Sharile. Shmuel disagrees and says that the Gezerah of Eishes Ish and Nisus Alpi Pastin is not applicable. Therefore, she is permitted to her husband, the first brother. This machlekes is based on the issues discussed earlier. B'Rav Hamnuna Kamefikli. Damar Rav Hamnuna Shemeres Yavim Shezinsa Asur L'Yavama. A Yavama who strayed before Yibum becomes usher to the Yavim in that he can no longer be Miyavim Har, but must do Chalitza. The Rav Amar Harei Ke'eshes Ish U'mifs L'Biznus. V'Shmuel Amar Eine Ke'eshes Ish V'loi Mifs L'Biznus. B'Kedushin Taivsin B'Yavama Kemiflagi. The Rav Amar Harei Ke'eshes Ish V'loi Tafsi B'Kedushin. V'Shmuel Amar Eine Ke'eshes Ish V'Tafsi B'Kedushin. This machlekes was discussed at length on Dav Tzadi base.